Last week, I mentioned, I think Wednesday it was, that Rav Asher Weiss is one of the few poskim I've seen who has a series of tshuvot on Lo Sachmod and actually treats Lo Sachmod as a rigorous halachic issue. Questions aren't usually asked about it. People tend to think of it in more moral terms. I mentioned one of the two there. I just want to mention the second one because I think it's an interesting point, which I'm not totally convinced how to go with it. I just want to raise the issue. So, as we mentioned last week, the Isra of Lo Sachmod, of coveting, of desiring that which belongs to someone else, you don't violate the way we paskin until you actually manage to get the object from the person. The way the Rambam formulates it in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, is as follows: Kol Chomed Avdo Amaso Veso VeChelav Shel Chaveiro O Kol Davar SheEfshel Shel Yikneu Mimenu. If you desire someone's slave, his maidservant, his house, his vessels, anything that your friend has that you could possibly buy, VeHichbed Alav BeRayim VeHipser Bo Achalakhu Mimenu. When you pressure him through friends, you make him uncomfortable to the point where he sells it to you. You violate the negative command of Lo Sachmod. And then the Rambam says, you don't get Malkus because there is no action. And we mentioned last week, the way the Achorim understand it, is that really the prohibition is in your heart, is to desire, but it has to be a certain level of desire where we actually go about putting in the effort to get the objects. Not just, I want that, but I'm going to make sure that I get it. But you don't violate until you actually manage to get the object. And that's the classic case of Lo Sachmod. Rav Asher Weiss asked the following question. He says, okay, what happens if you want something that belongs to someone else? And the Rambam's talking about a case where you pay, let's say, below market price, but you pressured him to sell. He didn't really want to sell. But let's say you really, really, really want his house, right? And the going price is whatever it is in Toronto right now, $1 million, $1.2 million, right? But we all know there are price wars, right? There's bidding wars. And you really want the house. So you say, look, I know the going rate is $1 million, $1.2 million, right? I'll give you $1.3 million. You know he doesn't really want to sell, right? You just knock on his door. You say, look, the going rate for your house is $1.2 million. I want it. I'll give you $1.3 million. Now, you're pressuring the guy, right? He doesn't really want to sell his house, but you're not, right, unfairly pressuring him. You say, this is the market price. You know what the market price is. I do. And here's an extra $100,000. Do you want it or not? Do you violate Lo Sachmod there? So he quotes that the stipler says yes. Even in that case, you violate Lo Sachmod. And Rav Asher Weiss says, I don't think it's true. He says, what is business if not that? Right, business, I go over to you. He says, what's the Rambam's case? The Rambam says that you were mavtzir, right? You were hichbed alav bireyim, right? You pressured him through friends. Why doesn't he just say you pressured him by offering him more money? Because that's just business. What the Rambam's saying is you're trying to make it when he doesn't want to sell, so you're trying to get him to charge less. So you say, look, it's worth 100. I really want it. I'm going to take it for 80. And you make him uncomfortable. You know, you bought it for 20 and it's gone up 5 times. But look, I'm offering you 4 times. And you pressure him. But
where does the Rambam say that it's less? It doesn't say anywhere.
Right, so that's Rav Asher. So Rav Asher's, right, Rav Asher assumes. So this is the machlokas that he says between him and the stipler. He says the stipler, again, the Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. Correct. The Rambam says it's hifzir abireyav. He doesn't say what would happen if you just offered more money.
The value that it is.
Exactly. So the stipler says, right, or maybe just the regular value, right? But he doesn't want to sell the regular value, so you pressure him, or you make him play, you pressure him for less, or whatever the case is. Right, so the stipler assumes if you did the same thing by just offering more money, it would also be Lo Sachmod. Rav Asher says, no, that's business. Right, if I say, right, I'm making it worth your while, the guy may not really want to part with the object, but at the end of the day, right, he may like living in his house, but you know, he's approaching retirement. He knows he could, you know, the kids all moved to the house. He can buy an apartment in one of the apartment buildings around Thornhill, and he'll have an extra $100,000 in his pocket. You're making it worthwhile. So I'm not sure, right? Because on the one hand, I hear Rav Asher Weiss's argument that that's what business is all about. On the other hand, if Lo Sachmod isn't, right, if the problem with Lo Sachmod is that you desire something so much that you're going to use different, if you're going to use different ways of getting it from the person, then, right, I could hear the stipler's argument. Then at the end of the day, you still clearly wanted that which belonged to someone else. I tend towards Rav Asher because it's business, right? Yeah.
He clearly desires the extra money. So.
Right, he wants the extra money. So that's really Rav Asher's argument, is right, this is just a fair deal. I want the object, you want the money, we're making a trade. That's my tendency. The caveat I'll throw in that I'm not sure about is that we live in a very different market than what Chazal lived in, right? Chazal talk about the fact that every sale is really some level of an onus. It's really, right, no one really wants to sell because it wasn't really it wasn't the same type of economy that we live in, right? So it could be that in the time of Chazal, right, where no one really wanted to sell, people sold when they really needed the money, right? But basically you kept your own objects. Maybe you bartered a little bit, but it wasn't there wasn't a stock market. It wasn't, people didn't, for the most part, make their living simply by buying and selling. So usually, if you were selling something, it was your private cow. So there, I can hear the Stipler's argument more, right? It's much harder to swallow the Stipler's argument in a modern economy, right? Would you say the same things about a stock, right? Right? It's, I want that stock because I think it's going to go up. Today's the market price, but I'm willing to pay a few extra cents because I'm sure that tomorrow, right, you know, right now, whatever it is, right, you know, right, Elon Musk says that his stock will go up and I believe him. You don't believe him, I believe him. The cars will go up, right? Fine, right? It's a different type of economy when we're selling things and we're buying things. Right? It's not necessarily out of need. It's because that's how the business works. I think there's room to wonder whether the halacha would have been one way in the society of Chazal. Maybe it's different nowadays. I'm not sure. Something to think about. If you find sources or have ideas on it, let me know. Meantime.